Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. I still live in the sticks where you wouldn't go. In a town of 1200 off an old dirt road. And a country boy is all I'll ever be.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the Mountain Man Dan Show. Probably just going to be a short episode tonight, as it's just me. I'm not going to do any editing on this show. I'm just going to record something here real quick to put out. Basically, just to let everybody know that we haven't fallen off the face of the planet. We plan on keeping doing the show once our lives return back to normal. We missed a couple of weeks there because of Nick having some internet problems after the tornado went through Nashville. He's fine. Everything good there with him. But we missed a week, or might have been 2 weeks because of that. And then I got sent back up north. I'm currently on the North Slope, which means I don't have good enough internet to do the over-the-phone recording with Nick, or the online recording with Nick. It's just not the internet up here. I have zero phone signal. Well, that's out of the question. When the camp internet runs at like, I think the last time I checked the speed test on it, it's like 0.49 megabytes per second, and sometimes it's even slower than that. I mean, it's ridiculously slow. But anyway, I wanted to go ahead and try to get something out. So just me tonight. Man, I'm really bad at this recording by myself. It's nice to have somebody to talk to on the other end. We'll try to come up with something to talk about. What's on my mind? Okay, Gallant Bullets, while I'm thinking about it. They told me that I could tell you guys to use a promotion code to get 10% off of your first order, and that promo code would be PewPro10. And I will post that in the link description on this episode. But yeah, if you use PewPro10 on your first order with Gallant Bullet, that will give you 10% off your order. And I think it might be free shipping as well. But they do free shipping on orders of over 1,000 anyway. So that's not a not a huge perk. What else we got going on? We got the Kung Flu going around right now. Let's talk about that a little bit. I'll tell you what pisses me off the most about this whole Kung Flu thing. So, most people who know me know that I hand load. And I have not owned a .22 rifle or pistol in years. I had a .1022 for a short time when I lived in Idaho when I was doing competitive shooting. And, yeah, I mean, just shot a few bricks through it and got rid of it. Just didn't shoot it that much. I didn't do the steel challenge enough to really justify keeping it. There's other things I wanted. I had to come up with the funds to get something else, so I went down the road. And other than that, yeah, I don't think I've had a .22 since around 2009 or so, when .22 ammo became hard to find. So I've been watching for a while, and it seems like .22 ammo has been pretty easy to find, and it's been pretty reasonably priced lately. So, but just before, just before I headed up here to the slope, I bought a Ruger Mark IV. I've been eyeballing those for a while, and found a good deal on one. So I went ahead and bought a 5.5-inch target model bull barrel, and it's not the .22-45 version, it's just a standard model. Really like that pistol. I've always been a fan of the early Mark I and Mark IIs. I'm not a fan of the Mark III. I don't, being left-handed, I really don't like the way they did the safeties on the Mark IIIs. When you're trying to when you're trying to shoot half fast and get a good grip on the gun, the knuckle on my finger rides right on that safety and won't engage the safety when it goes off, and it's just kind of a pain in the butt. So I'm not a real fan of the Mark IIIs, but I've always liked the Mark I and the Mark II. And the Mark IV takes everything I like about the Mark I, Mark II, and just makes it a little bit better. It's ambidextrous safety, I don't think the mag release is reversible on it, but that's not a big deal. They moved to the button style mag magazine release instead of like the old Mark ones. I think the Mark ones had a magazine release on the heel of the magazine. So it's got a button style magazine release on these, and I like that. Yeah, been really happy with the pistol. The new takedown on the Mark IV. I never personally had issues with the early Mark I, Mark II, Mark III takedowns, but I know a lot of people do. A lot of people did, and yeah, the Mark IV is ridiculously easy to take down. You check it to make sure it's empty. Turn the flip the safety on. Push the button on the back, and it pops apart. And that just snaps back together. I mean, it's just 1, 2, 3. Yeah, really happy with the pistol. I was really looking forward to getting a chance to shoot it. I bought a brick of ammo with it when I bought it and went to the range and shot it up the day before I flew up here. And I thought, yeah, when I get back from the slope, I'll spend a few $100 and get a couple cases of 22 and I'll be set for a long time. And then the Kung Flu, coronavirus, Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it, comes in. And from my understanding, I am stuck in Prudhoe Bay. I have no real communication with the outside world other than Facebook. From my understanding, in Fairbanks, gun stores are pretty much sold out. Shelves are empty. Guns are gone. Ammo is gone. So I can't really see being able to get 22 ammo when I get back like I'd hoped I would be able to. So basically, I've got a $429... 22 caliber paperweight, because if I can't get ammo for it, I can't shoot it, and it really just, it irks me a little bit that I spent the money, because I've lived with that 22 for this long, and now, man, for that money, I could have just got another 38 special or something to be able to hand load and shoot it all I wanted. But no, I thought it'd be a good idea to go get another 22, because 22 ammo is finally available again, anyway, so yeah, we got that. What else happened before I left to come up here? Nick got his SP-101. I don't think we really talked about that on the show. He got that set up the way he's wanted to. When I get back from the slope, I'm probably going to get either an SP-101 357 to put up against his 38 special and do a little testing with, or I may get a GP-144 special. I've been thinking about that for a while. Or I might get a 6.5-inch Bisley and 480 Ruger. Not sure yet. I'm gonna pick something up when I get home. Something interesting, something fun. And then, from the sounds of it, it's gonna be straight from work here, straight to paving, and I'll be busy again for a while. But hopefully, once I get back into town, we'll be able to still try to keep to a short episode once a week or so too. So I'll at least have phone signal up here. It's just been, I'm not even sure when I'm going to get a chance to upload this. I'm recording it tonight, and then I'm just going to put it to, that's why I'm not going to do any editing on it. I'm just going to set it to download, and whenever it comes, whenever it goes through kind of a deal. Oh, what else is going on? What else is in the gun world? There was something interesting I saw. Oh, Ruger number one. I saw Ruger number one. Ruger is offering the number one. Now, I think it was 475 and 500 line ball, and I thought that was kind of an interesting combination. That would be an interesting little rifle. I've always liked the Ruger number ones. I like big, fat, short cartridges. I like big, fat, long cartridges, too, but I like big, fat, short cartridges. You know, short, fat, and slow gets the job done. So that was interesting. Yeah, I gotta apologize. This is gonna be a pretty crappy episode tonight, guys. I just got off of a 14 plus hour shift and just trying to get something out. What else happened before I left? There was something I was playing with before. Oh, I don't remember if we talked about it on the last show or not when I was playing with the 45 Colt. With the black powder load. I know we talked about when I ruined the finish on that Vaquero. And I don't know if we talked about anything after that. So Basically, yeah, I played with a bunch of black powder substitutes. Went 40 grains by volume compressed and 45 Colt cases, and I decided that my favorite, without having all the data in front of me to remember all the velocities and all that kind of stuff from all the different ones, but I do remember the basics. I came to the conclusion that out of the black powder substitutes, I liked the Alliant Black MZ the best in the 45 Colt. 40 grains by volume was giving me 960 foot per second out of the 4 5/8-inch barrel, which is a bit hotter than the original load was. I think the original was about 930 out of a 7 1/2-inch barrel with the original 40 grain load of 2F. With a 255 grain bullet. My load, I was shooting the Lyman 454 190, which is a pretty similar design. So I played with that for a while, but ultimately I just decided that, and I forget the charge weight off the top of my head, but I just went with, like, it was like, don't take my word for it, but it was like 8.5 or 9.5 grains of unique, 880 foot per second from a 4 5/8-inch gun. And yeah, you don't get the smoke cloud. Like the Alliant Black MZ, I really like because it gave a big smoke cloud, and they claim it's virtually uncorrosive. And I was able to shoot, 100 rounds at a time or so, as many as I wanted, without the gun fouling up and jamming all up. And then yeah, it cleaned up real easy. Unlike the Pyrodex. The Pyrodex was probably my least favorite. It's a disaster. It gums the gun up in about 5 shots, and then really dirty, really painful to clean. But anyway. Long story short, I ended up settling on just a, run-of-the-mill charger unique to get the velocity I wanted. And decided that, yeah, the smoke cloud isn't worth having to clean the gun every few shots to keep the gun in functioning condition. So they got that. And then I was playing with that 4570 contender pistol, that 40, we've got that 16-inch Contender 4570, and I'm thinking about, if I get time, I don't know if I'm going to have time. I really hoped to be able to go on a bear hunt this spring when I got off work, but it sounds like I'm going to go directly from the slope to work on my summer jobs. I don't think I'm going to have time to go bear hunting, but if I do, I've been considering taking that Thompson Center Contender in 4570, that 16-inch pistol, and I was working up some loads. The last load I was playing with was a 410 grain powder coated bullet running like right at 1700 foot per second from that 16-inch barrel. So that's a lot of horsepower from a pistol. About as much as I care to shoot out of that thing. And those contenders are kind of brutal to shoot anyway, just the way the grip is. They're not a whole lot of fun to shoot. But I'd like to get in the pistol. I might even try taking moose with that next fall. I want to start getting into pistol hunting a little bit more. And I self-proclaimed Tim Taylor firearms. I like muzzle energy, so the 4570 is an easy way to do that in a pistol. But if I get that 6.5-inch 480 Ruger and work up some loads for it, I might do something with it. Or heck, I might just buy a 454 500 Smith & Wesson or a 460 Smith & Wesson and just be done with it. Go big or go home. I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm not really a fan of the X-Frame Smith & Wesson because they're so dang big for carry all the time. But I do like muzzle energy and I like big fat cartridges, so I might just say screw it and go buy a 500 Smith & Wesson. What else we got going on? Man, I can't really think of anything. It's really not quite as much fun doing this show by myself, I gotta say. I cannot think of anything else that was super important that happened before I left, and I can't think of anything that's really super fun to talk to or discuss by myself, subject-wise. At least not on this episode. We'll see. Maybe I'll try to do another one next week and see if it turns out a little better than this one did. This one's just kind of 10 minutes, 15 minutes of rambling, but it's better than, I figured it'd be better to ramble for 10 minutes and then just not have any content coming out. So you guys will have to I accept my apology for this horribly planned and extremely low quality episode of the podcast, and hopefully it'll be better from here out, especially once I get internet. I should have internet back in about 2-3 weeks, and then we'll get back with Nick and maybe try to get some. I got a couple other possible guest stars lined up, or yeah, so we could maybe try to have some more interesting people on the show, change it up a little bit. But for now, you guys are just gonna have to live with listening to me ramble for 15 minutes so I can get something out. Yeah, I can't think of anything else that was earth-shattering. I mean, with my 300, I tried playing with the 300 grain, 44 mags, loaded into contenders, seated out as far as I could seat them, and that didn't really impress me that much. I haven't really bought any new guns other than that Mark IV, which I'm a little butthurt about that one, not being able to get ammo for it again. And I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to buy after I get back from the hitch. I'm going to buy something before I go to my summer job, and then I'll probably buy some more things on my summer job, but I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to buy. You know, if anybody thinks, hey, you know, you should buy this and try it out, you know, post it up on the page. Give me some ideas. I haven't really made up my mind. I might just buy another AR-15 today, because, or at least a couple of uppers. I got a couple of lowers right now, but I don't have any AR-15 uppers, and I might get an AR-15 upper. But yeah, I haven't done a whole lot of thinking about it. Working these 14-hour days kind of drains all the excitement out of anything. So, anyway, guys, I apologize for the crappy and short episode tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to get something out again here soon. I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. And we will see you guys next time.